This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a time for morning devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I opened up the topic of the almost guy. Here was a young man who came to Jesus, asked him questions about what good things must I do to get eternal life. And Jesus said, well, look, if you want to be perfect and do the right thing, sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me. But when the man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. And I said yesterday that he was an almost kind of guy. We call him the rich young ruler. And in terms of disciples, he was the big one that got away, actually. He could have been such a tremendous example, a powerful figure who could have won so many people to the ways of Jesus. But he hovered on that brink of commitment, almost claimed Jesus as the Lord of his life. But of course, he didn't and went away sad. And it is a sad story. It really says that almost is not good enough. Let me tell you about a former golf champion, Rick Mazengale. Rick admits that early in his career, golf was his god, and he was so focused on that it not only caused problems, it created marriage problems for him. His wife decided to file for divorce. But before the divorce was finalized, one day they had a long talk, and they decided to attend the tour Bible study. And the guest speaker happened to be none other than Billy Graham, so they talked and listened to Billy Graham. And there was one statement that Billy Graham said that caught Rick's attention. This is what Billy Graham said: Christianity is not a religion, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, Rick Mazengale had grown up in the church. He had assumed that being a Christian just meant going to church, perhaps once a Sunday. And he was honest enough to admit that he really didn't have any kind of relationship with Jesus Christ. So through a friend that he had, Rick found out that he actually could start a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So he confessed his sin, he trusted in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and remarkably, his wife made a commitment at the same time. And years later, Rick said, I didn't experience an overnight change, but over the next 6 to 8 months, he said, I realized that God was making significant changes in my life. Now, that's an example of someone, a golf champion, who decided that almost wasn't good enough, that he wanted to go all the way. Now, in that story, the rich young ruler, Jesus wasn't saying that, you know, that everyone should get rid of their material assets in order to follow him. When Jesus talked to another man who was rich, his name was Nicodemus, he didn't order him to sell off his possessions. So it's not about wealth. Jesus got nothing against wealth. Money is neutral. It can do great good or it can do terrible harm. Of course, money is dangerous. But God is patient with us. He's there waiting. And because he loves us so much, he arranged for our sins to be forgiven through Jesus Christ. So it's a wonderful offer. And Rick had the right idea. It reminded me of another story when Bill Hybels was on an airplane one day, and the passenger sitting next to him asked Bill what he did for a living. Well, I'm a minister, he said. Well, the other guy said, I believe in God. I don't attend church. I don't see why I need to. I'm an honest guy. I try to treat other people. And when I die and meet God, I believe that my record will be pretty good. Well, Bill Hybels took a pad from his briefcase and said, I agree with you that God will judge all people, but let's do some figuring of how we might stack up before God. I'm going to draw a line, he said, across the middle of this page. Let's say that this line represents a passing grade with God. Who is the best person you can think of? The man who grades out as honest with God. And so the man that said, Billy Graham, actually, right? Let's put Billy Graham on our chart. We must place him here where Billy ought to be, because Billy has said repeatedly he's a sinner who deserves to go to hell. But in fact, he's going to heaven because Jesus died on the cross. So we must put Billy down here beneath the line, and I'm going to put my name, Bill Hybels said, on this chart beneath Billy's name, because I'm a sinner too, my only hope. Now, he said, where should we put your name? We don't want you to be ranked above Billy Graham. He said, no. He said, well, you've certainly given me food for thought. And that man went away and thought about what it was. The challenge, isn't it, to think about Jesus. Lord, we want to be challenged like that. So help us not to be an almost Christian. Amen.